he spoke to all the guests.
Now, girls, dance to the music. When I was younger, I whispered sweet things in the ears of the ladies. But now I'm old. My dancing days are finished. I will sit here with the old people and talk about the past.
As they went into the house, Romeo saw Juliet for the first time. He forgot Rosalind. He fell in love.
Who is that lady?
Asked Romeo.
She is more beautiful than the moon. She is like a bright jewel in the darkness. She is like a dove among crows. I have never loved until now.
But Tybalt recognized Romeo's voice.
It is a Montague. Bring me my sword. It is a great insult for a Montague to come here to laugh at our party. I will kill him.
What's the matter, Tybalt?
Asked Lord Capulet.
That man in the mask is a Montague, uncle.
Be calm, Tybalt. Is it Romeo? He has a good reputation in Verona. This is a party. I want no trouble in my house. Let him enjoy himself.
No, uncle. He is our enemy.
Don't be cheeky, young man. I am the master in this house. You must do as I say.
Tybalt did not agree, but he did not want to make Lord Capulet angry.
I will leave the party. I cannot stay here with a Montague in the room. But I will not forget. Romeo will have a good time tonight, but tomorrow he will pay.
Romeo went to Juliet and talked to her. He did not know who she was. He took her hand gently in his.
My lips are ready to kiss you,
he said softly.